Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Emotional intelligence and empathy. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you struggle to understand why someone reacted a certain way? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Emotional intelligence is like the secret sauce to smoother relationships, better communication, and ultimately, a happier you. Think of it this way. Emotional intelligence is your ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions, and also those swirling around you like crazy kites in a hurricane. It's about being aware of your feelings, how they influence your actions, and learning to handle them constructively. Empathy? That's stepping into someone else's shoes and truly understanding their perspective, even if it differs from yours. Now, why is this so crucial in today's world, you ask? We live in a time where information bombards us constantly, and social media can amplify emotions to the nth degree. It's easy to get caught up in our own feelings and forget about the human beings we're interacting with. Developing emotional intelligence and empathy is like upgrading your brain's operating system. It helps you navigate these complexities with grace and understanding. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your EQ game. First up, self-awareness. This is the foundation of everything. It's about paying attention to your emotions as they arise, not judging them, just observing them like a curious scientist. Notice those physical sensations, thoughts, and even subtle changes in your energy levels. It's like tuning into your own internal GPS. It helps you understand your emotional landscape and predict how you might react in certain situations. Ever notice how your stomach clenches when someone raises their voice? That's your body's way of saying, hey, this situation is triggering a stress response. Next comes emotional regulation. This isn't about suppressing your feelings. That's like trying to hold back a tidal wave. It's about finding healthy ways to manage them so they don't overwhelm you. Deep breaths, mindful movement, journaling, these are your emotional toolbox essentials. Think of it as learning how to surf those waves instead of being swept away by them. Now, let's talk social awareness. This is all about stepping outside yourself and tuning into the emotions of others. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and even the words they choose. It's like having a sixth sense. You start picking up on subtle cues that reveal what people are truly feeling. Relationship management is where it all comes together. This is about using your emotional intelligence to build strong, healthy connections with others. It's about communicating effectively, resolving conflicts constructively, and showing genuine empathy and understanding. Think of it like a dance. It takes two partners who can read each other's moves and adjust accordingly. And finally, self-motivation. This is your internal drive to achieve your goals and overcome challenges. Emotional intelligence fuels self-motivation because when you understand your emotions, you can harness their power to fuel your actions. Think of a time when you were truly motivated. Maybe it was achieving a personal goal or helping someone in need. What emotions were driving you? How did those feelings propel you forward? Understanding this link between emotion and motivation is key to unlocking your full potential. Imagine this. You're at a social gathering, surrounded by people chatting and laughing. You notice Sarah, standing alone in the corner with a slightly downcast expression. You approach her, not just to make small talk but genuinely wanting to connect. Hey Sarah, you say warmly. I noticed you seemed a bit quiet. Is everything all right? She opens up about feeling overwhelmed by a recent project at work. Instead of offering unsolicited advice, you listen attentively, validating her feelings and showing empathy. You share a similar experience from your own life, helping her feel less alone. By using your emotional intelligence, you've built a genuine connection with Sarah, creating a more positive and supportive environment for everyone. So there you have it. Building emotional intelligence is like leveling up in the game of life. It's about becoming more aware, more adaptable, and more connected to yourself and others. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's a continuous journey of growth and learning. Start practicing those self-awareness exercises today. Make a conscious effort to understand different perspectives. And remember that even small acts of empathy can have a ripple effect. Keep lifting those weights, both mental and emotional. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips and tricks to help you navigate the incredible journey called life. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.